Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is your host, astrologer Shelley Entine. I'm speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, August 8th, and ending on Sunday, August 14th. Gosh, is time flying as fast for you as it is for me? I'm telling you, it's incredible. So anyway, this is the week where we have two events on the 11th, which is Thursday. One is Venus entering Leo, so we'll talk about that when we get to Thursday's forecast. And the other is the full moon in Aquarius at 9:36 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time that same evening. So you get to see that full moon at its peak in the United States, because you're probably up, or maybe you don't get to see it if you're too far west, I guess. Oh yeah, that's right, daylight savings time. Anyway, I did do a separate podcast for this Aquarius full moon, because it has a lot of important things to think about, and because it relates to the coming lunar eclipse in November in the sign of Taurus. So be sure to find that on the blog page at shelleyentine.com, or you will find it posted on the Facebook page that I have that's still called Astral Essence. Anyway, going to Monday, August 8th, we are waking up in a foggy, foggy way because of the moon in Sag square Neptune retrograde in Pisces at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. So, you know, you may be tending to go back to sleep, turn over, and, you know, kind of get up a little late, or you may just be feeling overloaded from dreams and things like that. But we have the void, of course, Sag moon, take us all the way through to 2:39 p.m. in the afternoon when the moon enters Capricorn. So you get to maybe still be feeling a little bit of that strangeness on Monday, but, you know, it is also a time of freedom when the moon is in Sag and it has no obstacles. You know, you can sort of roam around as much as you like, and you won't find obstacles. Yay. But 2:39, we have some interesting energies coming in with the Capricorn moon moving for a long time towards its first aspect, which is a trine to Mercury in Virgo. And that comes in Tuesday morning, 3:51 a.m. Eastern. So that's a time of practicalities and really being able to think about things and get some clear structures for yourself and sort of feel like you know what you're doing. And in the second lunar phase, which is what we're in as we approach the full moon, we're trying to get those ducks in a row and get all those things we need and information that we need, if there's anything else we have to do to make a completion, occur for ourselves on Thursday at the full moon. So that's, you know, one of the best times you can be having at this particular juncture to be able to access that kind of energy. However, on another realm, Venus in very sensitive, emotionally wanting to feel safe and cozy, is opposing Pluto in Capricorn, retrograde Pluto in Capricorn, and that is coming in all day on Monday and will be exact Tuesday early morning, 1:18 a.m. Eastern. Now, this is, you know, where we have Cancer opposing Capricorn, no matter what it is, you know. It's that difficulty between that need that we just described of Cancer and the Capricornian coldness and structured focus on other things that are outer world usually, but certainly not cozy or at all in the feely, sensing, sentimental mode that Venus in Cancer is in. So we have that. If that's going on and you're trying, you know, to get blood from a stone, the old expression they used to have for it, you won't find any there, as you never do. Which is not to say that stones are not alive in their own way. They have their crystalline structure and they've got atoms and all kinds of whirling stuff going on, but not in a very soft or welcoming way for Venus in Cancer. So don't approach authorities with your needs, neediness of needs, while that opposition is happening. But you can still be in your Moon in Capricorn mode and getting the tasks done and organization happening under the trine to Mercury and Virgo. Tuesday, overnight actually, this is Moon in Capricorn square to Jupiter in Aries at 4:24 a.m. in Eastern Time. Some people may still be up for that on the West Coast. And that is, you know, I need to be the authority here and have some structure. And the Jupiter energy saying, ha, 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 as it thumbs its nose at you and runs out the door kind of energy. So if you aren't awake, you may see some of that in dreams if you remember them. But when we get up on Tuesday the 9th, Moon in Capricorn trines Uranus and Taurus until 8:58 p.m. in the Eastern Zone. So here again is a time, even though Uranus is really, you know, slowing down because it's not long before the retrograde there, but you can start really implementing some new, even tech stuff that you might need to get involved with while that trine is in. It can be a helpful time for those new things that need to be done. Maybe they're on your list from the Moon in Capricorn trine Mercury in Virgo. After 8:58 p.m., the Moon in Capricorn trine Mars in Taurus until 5:12 a.m. on Wednesday can also give you some energy to get some things done or to contact people who are willing to do the loading and the unloading for you, because Mars and Taurus, the strong man, who will come in and act on these areas. But also, you may be getting some information you might need about finances and things like that. In the early morning hours of Wednesday the 10th, we have Moon in Capricorn's helpful opportunity sextile to retrograde Neptune in Pisces come in, 6:45 a.m., and this is where things get more gentle and perhaps even Capricorn will open for a little while to just feel what feels right and maybe retrieve some messages that have already been sent, because we are in retrograde here with Neptune. Early morning wake time in the East Coast, we have Moon in Capricorn joining Pluto, and that's 9:45 a.m. And here is where I always tell you to be careful about obsessive feelings, things that are driving you. And you may have good energy with this if you are using this to explore those renovations and things you have been trying to achieve. And maybe there need to be some changes in your approach. So that would be the positive use. But, you know, becoming obsessive about the power structures, whether yours or others, people's power structures out in the news, isn't such a great way to let your feeling energies go. Moon will oppose Venus in Cancer after that 12:39 p.m. So if you have had an incident under that Venus opposition Pluto, some of that is coming back around on Wednesday morning as the moon activates by joining Pluto and then opposing Venus. So here again, Venus has to deal with someone that isn't going to care the way Venus needs the caring. And so that's what you need to know about Wednesday morning until 12:39 p.m. Eastern Time. Void, of course, Capricorn Moon, just taking care of business until the Moon enters Aquarius at 2:45 p.m. And what a shift of energy happens now, because we are, of course, in that electrical experience of Aquarius, and that moon is going to sextile Jupiter in Aries until 4:08 a.m. on Thursday the 11th. So now we want a new ideas download. We want adventure. We want innovation. We want freedom to the max. And that's, you know, where that energy is at. In the morning of Thursday the 11th, the Leo Sun completes its approach. It's been approaching square to Uranus and Taurus at 8:53 a.m. So there's some upheaval and some kind of a surprise for people who think they are authorities. That we may see that in the news, or you may see that in your own life. At 2:30 in the afternoon, that is when Venus will shift out of that sensitivity area and move into the drama as she enters Leo. So here is a very, this is a very romantic Venus, though, because Leo is the sign of romance. And because Leo is also the sign of creativity and entertainment and children and investing, that is where we can find Venus placing her value. So she loves those areas and loves in those areas. We are looking again, though, at a drama that is potential if a lot of loyalty is not shown to this Venus. Also, this Venus will tend to be loyal, although with a strong need for attention. If she's not getting enough of that, she may be flirting around very, very dramatically also, but not necessarily acting on it, although, you know, possibly that depends on the rest of the energies going on at the time. Venus will spend on Leo places in the body. So we look at the spine. So we look at the ideas of getting massage or chiropractic treatments. That's Leo. And, you know, the heart and the circulatory system, the blood. So, you know, people will find themselves, you know, purchasing perhaps some supplements or whatever, herbs, things to help with that region. But also, and most notably, Leo is known for the mane, M-A-N-E, which is on humans, your hair. So we will find Venus spending on hair and products for hair and coloring for hair and decorative things that might involve the hair. So that is where you will see a lot of that. But also any of the pampering treatments. Leo loves to be pampered. And so spas can have an uptick in sales for all of the different treatments for beautification for the queen, that is Venus in Leo. So we will have Venus in Leo for a bit of time. Let me see when that is going to shift. That will shift in September on the fifth day as Venus will go into Virgo. so. You may see some more information if you are on the Astral Essence Facebook page, as I will probably detail a little bit more about the aspects Venus will have as she goes through that sign. So while she has been coming in, and Mars then is going to sextile Neptune at 5:44 p.m. So we have that creative energy, very strong, while those two planetary aspects, Venus into Leo and Mars in Taurus with the Neptune connection, a lot of creativity, a lot of romantic energy, 5:44 p.m. But the moon in independent objective Aquarius, starts with an A, right? Squares Uranus in Taurus. That's the aspect coming in, 8:47 p.m. So if you just met somebody, don't expect it to be anything more than something really exciting, and it looked so good. But there is a change a-coming with the moon square Uranus in Taurus. So here we have that for the day. So Thursday, as we go into the day, we have that energy that is suggesting that we are either being challenged to develop new goals and new ideas, or we're being surprised by changes that may have some impact on our future, 8:47 p.m., followed by the full moon at 9:36 p.m. So something comes to a head at a full moon. And that is a time of fruition and celebration. Or that is a time of realization as the light goes on overhead and you see things clearly, and that can cause things to shift or end or separate, as they say. So what'll it be? You'll see. And then the moon, unfortunately, if that was a negative experience, is going to join Saturn. And this is one of the things that you'll hear a lot about in the podcast, 16-minute podcast on the full moon. Very important, because the moon is joined to Saturn retrograde in Aquarius. And that is exact at 1:58 a.m. So when the moon is with Saturn, there can always be a dampening of the feelings and sort of a depressive aspect and feeling hopeless sometimes and helpless. But that is for this particular aspect, a time that's over, but it can cause the frustration to make this moon square Mars in Taurus that follows at 7:07 a.m. on Friday in the Eastern time zone a little bit more apt to bring out the arguments. And it's very hard to get a Mars in Taurus to actually, you know, get into the anger that it's trying to keep underground. But it could happen with Moon in Aquarius squaring Mars in Taurus. Also, the idea of Mars in Taurus has passion for holding on to its assets and, you know, all of its possessions. And Moon in Aquarius may, you know, be having a different idea about how things should be distributed amongst more than one person, as Aquarius is a sign of the group. Okay, so 7:07 a.m., that you should be aware of. If you are up or overnight, you are up. Moon in Pisces comes in at 2:44 p.m., so we've got the void of course Aquarius moon, where we can sort of feel our way into feeling more free and, again, objective about things on Friday. When we get to the Pisces moon at 2:44 p.m., we are now in the third quarter phase, which is the phase after the full moon, And this is when we start looking at how authentic is my life? How authentic is my self-expression? How did I feel about what happened during the full moon? What did I learn? What can I give to others? And we have Moon in Pisces going opposite Mercury in Virgo. So what we have that day, when we're trying to give of our harvest or our newfound understandings, we're not being met with the mind that is able to go with our feelings, our sensitive feelings about these things, and really wants to analyze it all, categorize it all, put it into the right file cabinet. So it's just, not a congenial energy at that point in time, but it goes all the way into Saturday, 3:02 p.m. So, it's just the difference of the way between the feelings and the mind. And that can cause problems, but, and Mercury can be very critical if it feels, that the moon in Pisces is, not paying enough attention or, is a little too free and unreliable. So Saturday, however, after 3:02 p.m., moon in Pisces is in sextil to Uranus and Taurus until 9:49 p.m., so that's a better evening for exploring some new ideas and for having some fun. But after about 10 o'clock on Saturday evening, Moon in Pisces is going to join Neptune. And that isn't complete until about 8 a.m. on Sunday the 14th in the Eastern time zone. So now it can be a time of confusion, illusion, deception. This energy is always best used, especially with the retrograde of Neptune, for spiritual work or creativity or receiving those inner messages through the feeling space of Pisces, which we sometimes call psychic information. If you're looking at the outer world and trying to make sense of it, that's not easy. Look at the inner world and try not to overdo any escapist tendencies or indulgences with the moon Neptune. That can be a time to be guarding your health also, especially the closer you get to the Neptune conjunction, 7:58 a.m. Sunday. But moon in Pisces will have an easier time as it moves into sextil Mars and Taurus on Sunday until 10:53 a.m. Eastern, and sextils Pluto and Capricorn until 11:11 a.m. When it goes void, of course. Now, those two aspects to the earth signs are going to anchor and ground the Pisces energy in a positive way. And so that is how you spend Sunday morning in Eastern time. But we do have also that feeling coming in of the sun opposition to Saturn at 1:11 p.m., which could cause some obstacles and delays and plans of activities. Even a lunch experience might not be quite as nice as you hoped, or you might not be able to get in or whatever, or people don't show up or whatever. But after this, Pisces moon is drifting away in void, of course, until the moon enters Aries, 4:43 p.m. So what can you do under the void, of course, Pisces moon? Find yourself in some lovely outdoor area where there's a water feature or body of water of some kind, and you will enjoy that the most. But fiery Aries moon at 4:43 p.m. is not in that mode anymore on Sunday. And it is going to a beautiful trine to Venus in Leo until almost midnight in Eastern time. So here you have a time of entertainment, which can be very romantic also, or, you know, just bring a lot of adventurous energy into the realm. Mars has had a trine to Pluto at 5:28 p.m. earlier, so some of the things you may want to do under that Aries moon are being facilitated by that Earth sign trine to get going. But lovely energy, moon, trine, Venus, always. And in the fire signs, also very, again, as I said, romantic or creative, indeed. And then after this, as we go into the overnight, we have Aries moon going to join Jupiter retrograde. And that comes in to start Monday the 15th in the Eastern time zone at 6:59 a.m. So it's a nice way to end the week. And there's a lot that goes on this week, of course. As we look into next week, I have one major thing to discuss, and I mean major because it's going to be there for a long time, and this is Mars will enter Gemini the week of the 15th of August. So that will be our focal point. We'll be in the third quarter moon going to the fourth quarter that week. So energy is kind of winding down a little. But Mars is winding up, and we'll talk about that. So please listen to the podcast about this full moon. It will give you the opportunity to take advantage of something that could be for your benefit. And I'll say goodbye for now.